This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
I'm feeling a bit of a burnout from the nightly Taraweeh prayers, some people may ask. So is there any advice that can keep me motivated? This is usually the time, you know, the month of Ramadan, where enthusiasm for the Taraweeh night prayers begins to weaken. It's been quite a few days of doing the same thing over and over again. Some people will feel the brunt of that. What advice can we give him or her to keep them motivated, to remind them of what it is they are doing when they are worshipping Allah Almighty through the night Taraweeh prayers? Let us take a look at a few points in the hope of refreshing the purpose of this great act of worship. Number one, an opportunity to erase those many crimes of ours come through these Taraweeh prayers. There shouldn't be anything that bothers us more in life than the prospect of being reminded by Allah of each and every one of our sins in His court on the day of reckoning. Can you imagine the shame and the fear of being asked about the small and the big before Him on the day of judgment? And with that in mind, these night prayers are a means of erasing them. من صام رمضان إيمانا واحتسابا غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه. Whoever stands in prayer at night during Ramadan, all of his previous sins will be erased. Remember that. Number two, remember that the enormous quantities of good deeds come about through the Taraweeh prayer. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِنَّ الرَّجُلَ إِذَا صَلَّ مَعَ الْإِمَامِ حَتَّى يَنْصَرِفْ حُسِبَ لَهُ قِيَامُ لَيْلَةٍ. A person who stands in prayer behind the Imam till he concludes, he will be given the reward of a person who prayed the entire night. Remember that. Number three, remember that in order to qualify yourself for the title of muttaqi, to be God conscious, one of those tools is to pray at night. And according to the Quran, they will be the ones who will be given the gardens of Jannah. What are their traits? كانوا قليلا من الليل ما يهجعون. They used to sleep little at night. وبالأسحار هم يستغفرون. And in the hours of dawn, they would ask Allah for forgiveness. This is what you are doing every night in Ramadan. Number four, remember that not any level in paradise, but the people who pray Taraweeh, they are given the highest levels in Jannah. And description of Allah's true servants, the Quran mentions, وَالَّذِينَ يَبِيتُونَ لِرَبِّهِمْ سُجَّدًا وَقِيَامًا. Those who spend the night to their Lord, prostrating and standing. This, of course, is Taraweeh and supposed to be a way of life as well. But this is what you are doing in Ramadan. And what is the reward of such people? أُولَٰئِكَ يُجْزَوْنَ الْغُرْفَةَ بِمَا صَبَرُوا. They will be rewarded the highest place in Jannah because of their patience. وَيُلَقَّوْنَ فِيهَا تَحِيَّةً وَسَلَامًا. And they will be received there with greetings and words of praise. Number five, remember that the people who pray at night will be given a reward, the nature and entirety of which is only known to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah. Those who make a habit of praying at night, Ramadan and beyond, they're to expect surprises on the day of judgment. And that's why after Allah Almighty spoke about those whose sides forsake their beds, meaning they pray at night, He said about their reward, فَلَا تَعْلَمُ نَفْسٌ مَا أُخْفِيَ لَهُمْ مِنْ قُرَّةِ أَعْيُنْ جَزَاءً بِمَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. No soul knows of the delights of the eyes that have been hidden for them as a reward for what they used to do. The same way that they were so keen to hide their good deeds from the eyes of people, in thanks, Allah has hidden their reward from the eyes of people today. Subhanallah. Number six, remember that praying at night is an essential component in the lives of the great. You can't be a great believer in the eyes of Allah without it. And that is why speaking about Abdullah, the son of Umar ibn Khattab, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, what a great man Abdullah is, if only he prayed at night. And after this incident, Abdullah would only be seen sleeping very little amounts during the night. So righteousness and imani greatness, they're quite capped without the night prayer. Also, number seven, remember when you feel a dip in your motivation to pray your Taraweeh Salah, that this is where honor is found. Honor, karama. Foolish is the one who assumes that honor is found in clothes or watches or cars or properties or savings or academia or their likes. These are not our standards. Yes, we achieve and excel in them, but honor is found in many things, and one of them, according to our religion, is your ability to pray consistently at night. Angel Jibreel, once came to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he said to him, "O Muhammad, live as long as you wish, you shall die in the end. And love whom you wish, you will be separated from them in the end. And do whatever you wish, you shall be held accountable in the end." And realize that the honor of a believer is in his night prayer, and that his dignity is when he is not reliant upon others. Number 8, when you feel a dip in your motivation for the Taraweeh prayer, remember that smiles and love and acceptance of Allah Almighty comes by way of your night salah. Did you know that Allah Almighty smiles at some people of His servants? Did you know that your night prayer can bring this about? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, there are three categories of people whom Allah Almighty loves, and He smiles at them, and He is happy with them. And one of them is a person who has a beautiful spouse and a soft bedding, but then nevertheless arises to pray at night. And then Allah Almighty said, such and such person has left his desire in order to remember me. And if he willed, he would have continued sleeping. And you may ask me the question, what does it mean if Allah smiles at me? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam answers this question, and he said, وَإِذَا ضَحِكَ رَبُّكَ إِلَىٰ عَبْدٍ فِي الدُّنْيَا فَلَا حِسَابَ عَلَيْهِ. If Allah smiles at a servant of his in this world, then this person will have no accountability on the day of judgment. So clearly we were not in our right minds when we harbored second thoughts about performing the Taraweeh prayer. If you've slackened, you still have time to come back in lane and using Ramadan as your preparation for praying at night all throughout the year.